With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Russian officials have raised the death toll to 115 people after a concert hall raid claimed by the Islamic State terrorist group.
A Russian concert hall under attack. Gunmen had stormed the venue near Moscow, the Crocus City Hall. They went on the rampage, shooting their way through the building. 2 weeks ago, the US embassy here issued a warning that extremists planned to target large gatherings in Moscow, including concerts, within 48 hours. It's not clear whether there's any connection between that alert and this attack.
As the BBC Steve Rosenberg reporting, Congressman Mike Gallagher is urging the Senate to pass a bill that would force the sale of TikTok to a company not controlled by the Chinese Communist Party.
To say that China does not, the Chinese Communist Party more specifically, does not control TikTok just misunderstands the reality of how the economy works in China. There is no such thing as a private company in China.
Congressman Mike Gallagher chairs the House Select Committee on China. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. In a video announcement on social media, Kate, Princess of Wales, announces she will be undergoing chemotherapy for cancer.
And I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
The cancer discovered back in January. Former President Trump told the Salem Radio Network Sebastian Gorka this week his recent warning of a bloodbath was referring to the demise of the U.S. auto industry if Joe Biden is reelected.
Because we're getting ripped off with Biden's really dumb auto policy. I tell you what, if any auto worker, United Auto Worker or other, if any auto worker voted against Trump, they are not the smartest people.
The former president blasted electric cars, saying they don't go very far and are made in China. This is SRN News. The crisis in Haiti is putting Christian missionaries there in danger.
The Caribbean nation has never been a particularly safe place for the spread of the gospel, but with the outbreak of a kind of civil war between violent gangs there, Haiti is positively deadly right now. Numerous Christian organizations provide relief and gospel preaching in the country, and some have had to evacuate. Other ministries are trying to hang on amidst the mayhem, and it may soon be impossible to remove them at all until calm is restored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are urging Christians to be in prayer ahead of next week's Supreme Court hearing on abortion pills. The justices are scheduled to hear arguments March 26 in a case that has the potential to limit widespread access to abortion-inducing drugs. Studies show that a majority of the abortions that take place in the U.S. every year are now carried out with abortion pills. This is SRN News. The first major rehearsal for the Paris 2024's Olympic torch relay took place just outside of the French capital yesterday.
A total of 10,000 people in all will participate in the torch relay. The four captains, comprising two Olympic swimming champions, one at triathlon and the fourth long jump. Security will be tight, says French sports minister Amélie Oudéa-Castéra.
We will have at every step of the torch relay 200 people securing the torch and the organization.
Paris 2024 President Tony Estanguet says the massive event is quickly taking shape. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The cost of hiring a real estate agent to buy or sell a home may soon change. Along with decades-old rules that have helped determine broker commissions as well, the policy changes could help spur price competition for agents' services. More details at srnnews.com.